you ready?
And we're back. Mike Randall back with you. Late Sunday night, October 20th, week 7 in the NFL. Almost finished. We had a couple games tomorrow night. FTN Fantasy NFL Football Podcast ready to roll here. It's been a fun week 7. A lot of interesting games. Always things to talk about. Don't forget, go to FTNFantasy.com. Make sure to sign up. Join us here. You're not going to be disappointed. NFL, college basketball, NBA, all the great stuff, models, hockey, everything you could want. And of course, shout out to our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Promo code FTN gets you up to $1,000 match bonus. I play the contest every week. I love Underdog. I love playing it. Come on over. Join me. Promo code FTN, Underdog Fantasy. Besides DraftKings, besides FanDuel, another great way to enjoy your Sunday. As always, we're going to go through it. 20 minutes, all the games. Bears and Cowboys on bye this week. Lots to talk about. Let's dive in. First game was Thursday night. Broncos 33, Saints 10. Broncos had this one from the beginning. Jumped out 3-0 at the end of the first quarter and just rolled straight through. Bo Nix didn't do much passing-wise. Didn't have to. 164 passing yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Did run for 75 yards on the ground. Be aware, Bo Nix runs a lot. He's done a great job rushing. His rushing yard is very helpful in fantasy. Didn't have to do much for the receivers either. Tony Franklin, 5 for 50. Lucas Kroll, 3 for 41. Javonte Williams, 3 for 23. The big one that frustrated people, Cortland Sutton, no catches, no targets. That's going to happen. They got up early. They didn't need to use them. Better days are ahead. On the ground, this was the Javonte Williams show. Javonte Williams got his carries and produced. 14 carries, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like I said, had 3 receptions as well. Jaleel McLaughlin is just a scat back. He has not overtaken Javonte in any way. Javonte was on the field a lot. There were rumors of Audric Estime coming in and doing a lot. He really didn't. Only 5 carries, 29 yards. This is Javonte Williams' backfield. Broncos now 4-3, and they're in the playoff hunt. So Javonte Williams is going to be healthy. Remember, early on, we thought he was a cut candidate in the preseason. Then he ended up getting praise from Sean Payton. That has played out. He's done a wonderful job. On the other side, the Saints are struggling here, and they just are so beat up. That's the deal. Rushing-wise, Alvin Kamara did nothing. Payton was all over him in his revenge game. Only 7 carries, 10 yards. Kamara caught 6 passes for only 14 yards. They really shut down Alvin Kamara and dared Spencer Rattler and everyone else to beat them. Couldn't do it. Rattler got dinged up a little bit. They brought Jake Haener in. I think Rattler's going to start next week, though. Kendre Miller, 6 for 36, got it in garbage time. Receiving-wise, Cedric Wilson, 6 for 57 and caught the touchdown late. Mason Tipton, 6 for 45. Foster Moreau, 2 for 23. Juwan Johnson, only 3 for 18. There's just not much here. They don't have talent. They're banged up. They need Olave back. They need Derek Carr back. They need to get healthy. Broncos, big one on the road, 33-10. Broncos 4-3. Saints dropped to 2-5. First game over in London today. You know, Patriots started out very fast. Got up 7-0 in the first quarter, but from that point, the Jaguars destroyed them. Outscored them 32-9 the rest of the way. A 22-point second quarter for the Jaguars. Jaguars win 32-16. Trevor Lawrence, 193 passing yards, 1 touchdown. They had 18 straight runs in the second half against the Patriots. You know, the Patriots, beginning of the year, their run defense was solid. No longer. Their defense is terrible across the board. Just blitzed by Jacksonville. Tank Bigsby, Travis Etienne was out in this game. 118 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Tank Bigsby, a brilliant performance. Rushed it well. Looked good. He's going to be a factor even when Etienne is healthy. Dearness Johnson, not much. 38 rushing yards. Brian Thomas, fantastic. Caught a 58-yard pass. 5 receptions, 89 yards, 1 touchdown. Evan Engram, 5 for 35, a little bit easier, a little bit less than he had last week, didn't have to use him. Christian Kirk, 1 for 24, Gabe Davis, 1 for 13. Remember, when Evan Ingram's on the field, Christian Kirk just doesn't do much. So it's going to be Thomas, it's going to be Ingram, the occasional touchdown to Davis or Kirk, but they're the two main people moving forward. Drake May looked pretty good. It wasn't him. He was okay for the most part. 276 yards, 2 touchdowns, no fumbles. They just couldn't stop Jacksonville. He had 18 yards on the ground as well. Ramondre Stevenson did nothing. 7 carries, 18 yards. Antonio Gibson had a reception, looked good on the first drive, then got hurt, really didn't play much the rest of the game. Jamichael Hasty took over. He actually caught a touchdown pass in the first quarter that probably would have been Gibson's if he didn't get hurt. Hasty, 5 receptions, 49 yards in the touchdown. Hunter Henry was solid, 8 for 92. That was pretty much it. DeMario Douglas had flu-like symptoms before the game, so he played a little bit, then he came out, then he came back in, only 2 for 14 for him. Jaguars, 2-5. Patriots fall to 1-6. Jaguars come home now after 2 straight games in London. And the winds of change continue to blow in the NFL. Seattle, after struggling for a couple games, goes into Atlanta, who looked good the last couple games. Seattle blows them out 34-14. Geno Smith, 207 yards, 2 touchdown passes, 15 yards on the ground. Kenneth Walker, before the game, was questionable with some sort of illness. It was his birthday, and he played well. 14 carries, 69 yards, one touchdown, two receptions, 24 yards, and one touchdown. So two touchdowns for Kenneth Walker. Zach Charbonnet didn't do much, didn't have to. DK Metcalf, 4 for 99, and a touchdown, looked great, but got carted off. However, when he was on the cart, he pointed down and said, "I'm okay." So hopefully it's not a season-ending injury, even though he's carted off. Looked pretty good, though. Looked like he would be okay. Noah Fant has put together a couple solid low-end tight end one performances. 4 for 65 for him. Tyler Lockett, 4 for 45. Jackson Smith and Jigba, not much. A little bit of a disappointment for Jackson Smith and Jigba. Has not been great getting the separation. It's been Metcalf, and it's been more Lockett than him. Only 3 for 9 for Jackson Smith and Jigba. On the other side, Kirk Cousins struggled against this Seattle defense. 232 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, and a fumble. And yes, there were people actually calling for Michael Penix, who came in this game late, only completed one pass of 14 yards. It's amazing. Cousins can look great, but then once he has one bad game, they want to make a switch. Bijan Robinson looks tremendous. He is slowly taking away the majority of carries from Tyler Algier. 21 carries, 103 yards, and a touchdown. Caught three passes for 40 as well. Algier only 5 for 36, caught one pass. Kyle Pitts, 6 for 75. Similar to Noah Fant, Kyle Pitts is starting to have decent performances as a tight end. Drake London, 6 for 63, had a touchdown. Darnell Mooney, 5 for 46, not much. Big blowout. Seahawks win 34-14 comfortably. The key is the turnovers. None for Seattle and 3 for Atlanta. Atlanta now drops to 4-3. Seattle up to 4-3. Titans looked good early against the Bills, but then the Bills took over. Titans were up 3-0. They were up 10-7 at the half, and then the Bills answered with 27 points in the second half to none for the Titans. Bills roll 34-10 at home. They are 5-2. Titans now 1-5. Josh Allen, 323 passing yards, two touchdowns. Only 1 yard on the ground, not a lot of rushing yards, but he was good through the air. Ray Davis, 5 for 41 in a touchdown. James Cook came back, 12 for 32 in a touchdown. Keon Coleman, 4 for 125. So Amari Cooper shows up, and Keon Coleman actually now gets a different type of matchup and starts taking advantage of it. 57-yard reception, 4 receptions, 125 yards for Coleman. Amari Cooper, 4 for 66, and caught a touchdown in his first game. Khalil Shakir, 7 receptions, 65 yards. So the presence of Cooper changed everything. Dalton Kincaid, fine. It's just Dalton Kincaid is not the number one option. This is not Travis Kelce, like a lot of people thought in the beginning of the year for the Buffalo Bills. 3 receptions, 52 yards. Ty Johnson also caught a touchdown. So we had 3 Buffalo running backs get in the end zone, Davis, Cook, and Ty Johnson. For Tennessee, Mason Rudolph started for Will Levis, who was hurt. 25 of 40, 215, one touchdown, one interception. Also had 3 fumbles and lost one. Tony Pollard, 16 for 61. Pollard, 2 receptions, 4 yards. So he was an expensive running back in DFS. Didn't really pan out here. Chigo Kongwu led the Tennessee receivers. 4 receptions, 50 yards. Tyler Boyd, 5 for 43. Calvin Ridley, only 3 for 42. DeAndre Hopkins, 1 for negative 2. This Tennessee passing attack is a fade until further notice. They're really struggling. Titans now 1-5. Bills 5-2, including 3-0 at home. Bengals-Browns, close game, but Bengals pull it out 21-14. Story here, Deshaun Watson, who was 15-17 for 128 yards, got hit. Looks like he banged up his knee. I think he is done for the year. That's the early word. Fans cheered for Deshaun Watson when he got hurt. Not right at all. And some of the players even spoke out about it. Dorian Thompson-Robinson came in. He was only 11 of 24 for 82 yards and 2 interceptions. Jameis Winston came in late. He's probably going to be your quarterback because Thompson-Robinson was hurt a little bit as well. 5 for 11 with a touchdown, so he could be your quarterback moving forward. Nick Chubb returned, only 11 carries, 22 yards, but did get a touchdown, so it's great to see Nick Chubb back. Thompson-Robinson had 44 rushing yards despite the 2 interceptions. Cedric Tillman led the receivers, 8 for 81. The big news here, David Njoku, 10 receptions, 76 yards and a touchdown on 14 targets. So David Njoku, no matter who was the quarterback, was getting targeted. Jerry Jeudy only 1 for 18. Huge disappointment. For Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, 181 passing yards, 2 touchdowns. One went to Higgins, one went to Chase. Higgins, 4 for 82 in the touchdown. Jamar Chase, 5 for 55 in the touchdown. For the running backs, it's the Chase Brown show. 15 carries, 44 yards. Chase Brown also 2 receptions, 8 yards. Zach Moss, only 6 carries. So Chase Brown had more than double the amount of carries for Zach Moss. So Chase Brown is clearly the running back one here. Burrow was fine. Bengals now 3-4, still in the mix of it, still in the middle of things. Cleveland Browns dropped to 1-6, including 0-3 at home, but they're going to need a new quarterback because it looks like Deshaun Watson out for the year. Packers, big win that they needed. 5-2 now the Packers. They beat the Texans 24-22 on a last-second field goal by Brandon McManus, who was just signed, his only field goal of the game. 45-yarder. It gives them the win. Packers, Jordan Love, 220 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. The touchdowns are good. The interceptions are not. A couple bad interceptions, but he's getting those touchdowns now, starting to really click. Josh Jacobs looked good even against a tough run defense for the Texans. 76 rushing yards on the ground, 5 receptions, 16 yards, and caught a touchdown. The other 2 touchdown passes went to Dontavian Wicks and Tucker Kraft on a beautiful one early on. Romeo Dubs, 8 for 95, led the team with 10 targets. Jaden Reed may still be banged up, only 2 for 10. Christian Watson, only 1 for 9. He'll have better days. On the other side, C.J. Stroud, only 10 of 21, 86 yards, could not get anything going on the air. Great defense by the Packers under Jeff Hafley, doing a nice job here in his first year, really causing problems. Only 86 passing yards for Stroud. Joe Mixon, 25 for 115 and 2 touchdowns. Played well, Joe Mixon. Really was the center of the offense. Dalton Schultz, only 1 catch, 28 yards, but that led the team. Stephon Diggs, 5 for 23. Tank Dell, no receptions on 4 targets. So the Houston offense really, really struggled. Only reason this game was that close was because of the turnovers, the 2 interceptions, and a lost fumble by Corey Ballantyne. But besides that, this was dominant by the Packers, who are looking good. The Packers and the Lions are starting to really assert themselves, as we'll talk in a little bit. Big one for the Packers. They're now 5-2, 3-1 at home. Texans fall to 5-2. Both teams 5-2, 2-2 away for the Texans. Dolphins really need Tua Tagovailoa back. I mean, they just can't, even with a bye week, they still struggle in offense. Colts win at home 16-10 over the Dolphins. Tyler Huntley, even with a bye week, even with weapons such as Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, can't get the offense moving. 7 of 13, 1 touchdown. Tim Boyle came in. He was 8 of 13. 149 passing yards against the Colts? That is rough. Devon Achane, pretty good. 15 carries, 77 yards. Raheem Mostert, disappointing. 11 carries, 50 yards. Jonnu Smith led the receivers. 7 receptions on 7 targets, 96 yards and a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, 1 catch for 8 yards against the Colts? Seriously? Jalen Waddle, 1 catch, 11 yards. Just abysmal performance by the Dolphins on offense. Indianapolis, Anthony Richardson, took a while to get going, but had 129 yards passing, but did have 56 yards on the ground, did not throw or rush for a touchdown. Tyler Goodson got in, only touchdown of the game, 14 carries, 51 yards. Michael Pittman, decent line actually with Anthony Richardson in the game, 3 for 63. A.D. Mitchell, 2 for 30. Alec Pierce, not much. Trey Sermon, not much. That was pretty much it. Josh Downs only 1 for 3 as well. When Anthony Rich is in the game, those pass catchers are really going to struggle. But the Colts get the win, 16-10. They're now 4-3, 3-1 at home. Dolphins dropped to 2-4, and there's a possibility Tua is back next week, and they need him. Game of the day, Lions win on the road, 31-29 at the Vikings. Lions are now 5-1, Vikings' first loss of the season. Jared Goff, just spectacular, 22 of 25. His completion percentage the last 3 weeks is just astronomical. 208 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles. No fumbles lost. David Montgomery played well, but did have a lost fumble early on. Did have a lost fumble, which was critical late because the Vikings went down and scored and took the lead temporarily. He was hurt. He came back. We'll see his stats for next week. But in his absence, Jahmyr Gibbs exploded. You remember this last year when Monty goes out, Gibbs explodes, and he looked good. You see the highlights, the fast, the cut, the burst, incredible. 15 carries, 116 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 receptions, 44 yards. Just splendid performance from Gibbs. Amara St. Brown just does what he does. He's been held down a couple weeks, but he's always there. An elite wide receiver, 8 receptions on 8 targets, 112 yards and a touchdown. Sam Laporta, 1 catch for 25. Sam Laporta just still not producing. I mean, we have players like Noah Fant and Joku who are getting like 6-7 receptions. Laporta just can't get going. Khalif Raymond also caught a touchdown as well for Minnesota. The key with Minnesota is the turnover. Sam Darnold, pretty good in terms of completion percentage, 22 of 27, 259, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, but took 4 sacks, which was the problem. Aaron Jones was questionable coming into the game, looked great. 14 carries, 93 yards, and a touchdown. Ty Chandler, not much. Justin Jefferson with a touchdown catch, 7 for 81. Jordan Addison, 3 for 66. Jalen Naylor, nice job by him, 4 for 76. And Jones caught 3 catches as well. They need T.J. Hockenson back. He should be back soon. Sort of helps this offense as a whole. Darnold still's playing well. He played well today. The key was the turnovers. They didn't get any from Goff. They got 1 fumble from Montgomery, but the defense played well and they scored. And Gibbs was super explosive, won this game by himself along with Amara. 31-29, Lions win 5-1, 3-0 away. Vikings lose. They drop to 5-1, 3-1 at home. Eagles just destroy the Giants, 28-3. Saquon Barkley, revenge game, 17 carries, 176 yards, and a touchdown, and he caught 2 passes for 11. Just a dominant performance, 10 yards a carry, over 10 yards a carry for Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts didn't have to pass much, 10 of 14, 114, and one touchdown. He did rush two in at the goal line, so he had three total touchdowns, two rushing, one passing. A.J. Brown caught the one passing, 5 for 89 and 1. Not a good day for Devonta Smith. Sometimes that happens. 1 for negative 2 yards for him. On the other side for New York, Daniel Jones, 14 to 21, 99 yards, just couldn't move the offense. So Drew Lock comes in, goes 3 of 8 for 6 yards. So you're going to start hearing questions about Daniel Jones already, but really no one played well here. Tyrone Tracy, 6 rushes, 23 yards, not much. Devin Singletary, 5 rushes, 18 yards, didn't get a lot of work. Even Eric Gray got a carry in this game, so not much there. Malik Nabers, 4 for 41. He was interviewed after the game. He said it was open. Look at the tape. That's never a good sign when your wide receiver says that. Wandell Robinson, 6 for 23. Slayton only 1 for 11. Just not many options here on offense. And if Daniel Jones is only going to get 20 yards rushing, this team is going to struggle because they need Tyrone Tracy. They need Devin Singletary. They need sub options. Like when they went to Seattle, Tracy had over 100 yards. That has to happen because they don't have enough talent unless Nabers goes crazy. The Eagles concentrate on Nabers. Limited him. He thinks he was open. We'll see. Tape doesn't lie. But Eagles, 28-3, huge win. They go to 4-2. Giants drop to 2-5, including the Giants, 0-4 at home. Rams get a nice win off their bye, 20-15 over the Raiders. Stafford, 14-23, one interception, no passing touchdowns for Stafford. Needs his weapons, needs Cooper Kupp back. Kyren Williams just can't stop scoring. 21 carries, 76 yards, and two touchdowns. Just consistency. That's what Kyren Williams is. Him and Derrick Henry have just been super consistent this year for fantasy. Tyler Johnson, leading receiver for the Rams, 4 for 57. Tutu Atwell, 6 for 51. Colby Parkinson, 2 for 32. DeMarcus Robinson, only one catch. Aiden O'Connell had a hand injury early. He was 6 for 10, 50 yards. He was knocked out of the game. Gardner Minshew came in. Gardner Minshew, 3 interceptions, 1 lost fumble. Rough one for Gardner Minshew, only 15 of 30, 454 yards. Alexander Mattison was pretty good for Las Vegas, 23 carries, 92 yards. Zamir White, nothing. He's terrible. It's been a total bust. Brock Bowers finds a way to get numbers. He's their main receiver here, especially with Jacoby Myers out. 10 receptions, 93 yards, 14 targets for Brock Bowers. So Brock Bowers, a steal. Very much like Sam Laporta last year in the middle rounds of best ball. Brock Bowers, a steal. Trey Tucker, 3 receptions. Alexander Mattison, 3 receptions. That was about it. Raiders lose, fall to 2-5. Rams win, go to 2-4. Rams 20, Raiders 15. And I'll tell you something about the Chiefs. I keep getting on them because they're finding ways to escape games that they probably should lose. But when you play the Chiefs, the two-time defending Super Bowl champions with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you have to play well. You're not going to beat them if you give them turnovers. You're not going to beat them even though there's no Rashee Rice, even though there's no Isaiah Pacheco, even though Travis Kelce isn't doing much. You're not going to beat this team unless you take care of the football and limit their chances. Because if you give Mahomes the ball, it's going to be a problem. 28-18, Chiefs beat the Niners. Brock Purdy, 17-31, 212 yards, 3 interceptions. 3 interceptions. All of which occurred in the red zone. Brutal. Jordan Mason, okay, got going late, 14 for 58. Brock Purdy did run 2 touchdowns in. He had 27 rushing yards, but those 3 interceptions are just terrible. Injuries for this game. Brandon Ayuk got knocked out of the game with a knee injury, and it looked bad. So Brandon Ayuk could be out for the rest of the year. Also, Deebo Samuel was, before the game, was questionable because of the flu. He came in and tried to play and couldn't. So you were dealing with the San Francisco receivers, Jacob Cowing, Ricky Pearsall, just activated, Ronnie Bell. Those were your receivers, but they still had a chance to win this game. And if Purdy doesn't turn the ball over 3 times in the red zone, they still probably win, even with those receivers. Rough, rough outing here. Kittle led the way, 6 for 92. That was it. Brandon Ayuk, 2 for 23 before he's knocked out of the game. For Kansas City, it's just what Patrick Mahomes does. 16 to 27, 154. He ran any touchdown. He had 2 interceptions. So they gave the ball up here. They were ready to lose this game. But if he's going to give the ball up twice, you can't give it up 3 times because it evens out. Kareem Hunt, 22 for 78, 2 touchdowns. He finds a way to get in the end zone. You're in Kansas City, and you're behind Patrick Mahomes when he's under center. You're going to produce. Mecole Hardman ran one in as well. So there's 4 rushing touchdowns in this game. 2 for Hunt, 1 for Mahomes, 1 for Hardman. For the receivers, to show you how much they were struggling, Noah Gray led the way. Not Travis Kelce, Noah Gray. 4 for 66. Samaje Perine only 1 catch for 22. Xavier Worthy only 3 for 19. And Travis Kelce only 4 for 17. So again, this team struggled the whole day, but they find a way to win because they got a legendary quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach. And that's what happens. You can't turn it over. 28-18. Chiefs now 6-0, 3-0 away. Niners fall to 3-4. Really struggling. Commanders blast the Panthers 40-7. Jaden Daniels started the game, rushed right out of the gate for 46 yards. But when he got tackled after that 46-yard run right away, definitely was a little banged up, was a rib injury, slammed his helmet on the ground. But his mother tweeted out that he's okay. So hopefully he'll be back next week. We have to wait and see. Marcus Mariota came in, didn't miss a beat. He had two touchdown passes, 205 passing yards. The Commanders can run, and that's what they do. Even Brian Robinson didn't play last week. 71 rushing yards, one touchdown. Terry McLaurin, six receptions, 98 yards. Zach Ertz, 4 for 40, caught a pass from Mariota, caught a touchdown pass from Mariota. Ben Sinnott caught a touchdown, the rookie. So he got in the action as well. Great performance here by Washington, even after Daniels leaves the game for Carolina. Just coming back down to earth. Andy Dalton, 11 for 16, 93 yards, two interceptions, couldn't do anything. Chuba Hubbard got a garbage time touchdown late in the fourth quarter, 17-52, and a score. Jatavion Sanders, nice game for him if you had him, 6 for 61. The rest of their players, Deontay Johnson was hurt, terrible, one reception, 17. Xavier Leggett, 2 for 3 yards, not much all around here. Panthers really struggling. First-year head coach in Dave Canales, and the offense needs their weapons back. They need Adam Thielen back. They need a healthy Deontay Johnson, Jonathan Brooks. So maybe there's some help on the way here. But Dalton, of course, regressing back to the normal. 40-7, Washington 5-2, 3-0 at home. Panthers now 1-6. And the last game here on Sunday Night Football, Jets jump out to a 15-6 lead. And then the Steelers score 31 unanswered points. Russell Wilson, first start, looked good. Started slow, and people are on social media saying we need Justin Fields back, and then he got cooking. 264 yards, two touchdowns, one touchdown to Pickens, who had 111 receiving yards. Welcome back, George Pickens. The other one, the Van Jefferson. On the ground, Najee Harris looked great against a tough Jets defense. 102 rushing yards and a touchdown. Jaylen Warren also looked good, 44 rushing yards. Warren also caught two passes. Darnell Washington looked good as a tight end. Pat Freiermuth had two receptions, 51 yards. The offense looked the best it had all year with Russell Wilson at quarterback for the Steelers. On the other side, Devontae Adams back, but only his first game, had three catches, 30 yards. Rodgers, 276 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. The turnovers are really hurting Rodgers. Breece Hall, great, 38 rushing yards and a touchdown, six receptions, 103 yards through the air. Braylon Allen, not his type of game. Garrett Wilson, 5 for 61. Alan Lazard, 4 for 58. Again, Adams going against Joey Porter, only 3 for 30. Tyler Conklin caught a touchdown pass as well. Jets now 2-5. They got to get it going. You want to say it was Devontae Adams' first game in a short week, that's fine, but they got to get this going. And the defense, which was the calling card for the Jets, destroyed by Russell Wilson and the Steelers, 37-15. That's going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Mike Randall. I come to you Sunday night every week and recap the action. Don't forget to rate and review. Join us here at FTN Fantasy. And the great Jeff Radcliffe will, of course, be back on Wednesday. That's it for Week 7. I'll see you next week, Sunday night, Week 8. Are you ready?